经哥林多后书五章十七节。
That's the Second Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.
哥林多后书第五章第十七节。
Second Corinthians chapter 5:17.
看到我们一同开声来读。哥林多后书第五章第十七节，我们一同来读，一、二、三。
Therefore,
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。再读两遍，我们把它背起来。若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过，都变成新的了。我们再看这个以弗所书第二章第十节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10.
以弗所书第二章第十节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10.
翻到了，我们一同开声来读。我们一同来读，一、二、三。我们都是在基督里面造成的，不要叫我们行善，就是上帝所预备叫我们行的。我们原是他的工作，在基督里面造成的，不要我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。我们大家再看罗马书第十二章
Romans chapter 12，
我们要看第二第三节
verses 2 and 3。
罗马书第十二章，我们读第二第三节
Romans 12 2 and 3。
大家翻到了，一同开声读罗马书十二章第二第三节。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们察验何为上帝的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。再一次，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们察验何为上帝的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。我们读经到这个地方，我们低头祷告。
Let us pray。
主，我们感谢你把我们带到新的一年，使我们在第一个主日可以来到你的面前，领受你的话语，领受你的教训。求主用你活泼的圣灵，你至圣的真道光照我们众人的心，用你的爱激励我们，融化我们，用你的光照耀我们，建立我们，使我们在你的真理，在你永恒的旨意，在你命令中间有更有顺从的心智，看见你要我们看见的，做你要我们做的，我们说你要我们说的，使我们成全你在我们生命中间为我们所定的美意。我们感谢赞美，求你赐福今天每一个到你面前来的人，奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名求你，阿们。我们刚才说读的圣经告诉我们
The word that we have read told us，
我们原是他的工作，
That we are the workmanship of God，
在基督里面造成的，
Made in Christ Jesus。
若有人在基督里，
And so if anyone is in Christ，
就是新造的人，
He is a new creation，
旧事已过，
The old has passed，
都变成新的，
The new has come。
所以人可以在生命的过程中间，
And so in the process of our life，
因为基督的工作，
Because of the work of Christ，
成为新造的人，
We can be a new person，
新的存在，
with a new creation，
有新的生命，
a new life，
有新的关系，
and a new relationship，
有新的动向，
and a new direction。
保罗清楚告诉我们，
the apostle Paul says，
当我们的肉身一天比一天朽坏的时候，
when our physical flesh becomes corrupted，
我们的内心一天新似一天，
our heart is renewed day after day。
当每年我们过新年的时候，
every year when we pass the new year，
也就是我们的生命更成就，我们的身体更腐旧的时候，
it means our body is becoming more and more decaying。
神应许我们，我们的心智可以一天比一天更新。
But God promised that our heart can be renewed every day。
这就是基督徒永生的兑现。
This is how we have eternal life。
在世界上的这一个 表露。
And is manifested in this world。
这是我们信仰的应许。
This is the promise of our faith。
使我们的生活在年老的时候还继续有能力跟随主。
That we may be old but we still have the strength to follow him。
一个新人是因为新的地位而开始的。
A new person has a new status。
这个地位是因为在基督里面而得到的。
And this new status comes from Christ Jesus。
因为神所认识的存在只有两样。
God only recognizes two existences。
不是在基督里的存在，就是在亚当里的存在。
The existence in Christ or in Adam。
我们的福音工作就是要把人从在亚当里面的地位救出来，带进在基督里面的地位。
And our gospel ministry is to bring somebody from the relationship with Adam into Christ。
不是把人从礼拜堂外面带到礼拜堂里面，叫做福音工作。
The ministry is not simply to bring people into the church.
乃是把人从亚当里面的地位带进在基督里面的地位。
But to bring people from Adam into Jesus Christ.
因为亚当是代表人的罪性背叛神。
Adam represented the sins of men against God.
在基督里代表为我们顺从的主，使我们从罪被称为义。
But in Christ, because of his obedience, we have righteousness because of faith.
亚当里我们成了可怒之子，我们悖逆之子。
But in Adam, we become children of wrath.
在基督里我们成了蒙恩的人，我们成了顺命的儿女。
But within Christ, we become blessed and we are obedient children.
因为一个人亚当，所以死就临到世界。
Because of one man, Adam, death came upon the world.
照样，因为基督一个人，我们领受新的生命。
In the same manner, because of one Jesus Christ, we have new life.
在基督里面，我们成了神家里面的人。
In Christ, we become a part of God's family.
所以保罗说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
The Apostle Paul says, "In Christ, we are new creation."
旧事已过
，The old has passed.
都变成新的。
The new has come.
所以我们要问自己，是不是已经领受了这个新的人的地位
？We want to ask ourselves if we have received this new status.
这个新的存在
，This new existence.
这个新的在神面前的位分。
This new position before God.
我们是神的儿女。
We are children of God.
我们借着怎样的步骤成为新造的人
？But from what process do we become new?
我们借着圣灵的重生成为新造的人。
We become new through the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
耶稣这句话是对一个人讲。
Jesus said this to one person.
这个人代表人中间最高的模范。
And this person was the best example in humanity.
这个人是谁呢
？Who was this person?
是尼哥底母。
He was Nicodemus.
他是个有信仰。
He was a person with faith,
有宗教
with religion,
有知识
with knowledge,
有地位
with social status,
有社会声望
and was very well regarded,
有尊贵气质的好人
a person who was honored, a good person,
他在社会中间可以是完人之范
in the society, he was the example to all,
他是向往上帝的国降临最热心的人
he was a person that sought after the kingdom of God,
他是道德上无可指责的模范
And morally, he has no faults.
他是百姓最尊重的宗教领袖。
The people honored him as a religious leader.
当这个人与耶稣基督谈话的时候
，But when this person spoke to Jesus Christ,
主对他说：“我实实在在告诉你。”
Jesus said, "I truly, truly, I say to you,
人若不重生，就不能进上帝的国。
Unless a person is reborn, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
人若不是从圣灵生的，就不能见上帝的国。
Unless a person is born of the Spirit, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
上帝的国岂不是以色列人？”数千年来所要求所盼望的吗
Isn't the kingdom of God what the Israelites have been looking for?
特别是最后这四百年
Especially the past 400 years
神借着先知所启示的话语停止了
The revelation from the prophets have stopped
外邦的势力继续不断屈壮起来
And the Gentiles were getting stronger
以色列民生以色列民权被咄咄进进
The Israelites were suffering
他们的土地他们的领土被侵占了
Their land were taken away.
他们的生物的权柄被蹂躏
And their life had no authority.
他们的尊严已经完全失去了
They have no more honor.
所以他们只等候一件事情，上帝的国来临
And so they all look forward to the kingdom of God.
当神的国度来临的时候，这些政治上的坎坷的路程都要结束
And when the kingdom of God come, all the political difficulties will disappear.
军事上的失败都要转败为胜。
All the military failures were turned into victory.
大卫已经坍塌下来的宝座又重新建立起来。
And the throne of David will be rebuilt.
带领全民有这种盼望，最重要的就是法利赛人。
And the Pharisees led the people in this hope.
他们昼夜祷告，等候上帝的国来到。
They pray day and night for the kingdom to come.
当耶稣基督的先锋约翰到世界上来的时候。
When the pioneer John came to the world.
新约的信息第一句话就是说，天国近了。你们应当要悔改。
The first sentence of the New Testament is, "Behold, the kingdom is near. Repent."
上帝的国来临的时候，不是用祷告去成全他。
The kingdom of God does not come from prayer.
是用悔改的心去迎接他的。
It comes from repentance.
当耶稣基督被约翰被关进监牢以后，出来讲到的一句话，第一句话也是一样。
And Jesus said the same thing after John was imprisoned.
上帝的国已经近了，你们应当悔改。
Repent, for the kingdom of God is near.
所以这样对整个以色列民族，除了盼望上帝国来临以外，给他们一个重要的命令：你们要悔改。
Therefore, the important commandment to the Israelites was to repent.
但是在耶稣对尼哥底母讲话的时候
，But when Jesus spoke to Nicodemus,
突然提到了，若不是圣灵重生人。 没有人能进上帝的国。
And he said, unless someone is born of the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God.
没有人能见上帝的国。
No one can see the kingdom of God.
所以这个重生才是得到新生命的真正的原因。
And so being born again is why you have the new life.
上帝的国不是因为我渴慕他，他就来了。
The kingdom of God does not come because we look forward to it.
上帝的国不是因为我祷告的恳切，他就听我的话。
Or that we have prayed earnestly for it.
当上帝的国降临在地上的时候。
When the kingdom of God comes,
若不是圣灵把新生命赐给你，你就在这个国里面没有份。
You will have no place in this kingdom unless the Spirit gives you life.
所以耶稣需要说，我实实在在告诉你。
And so Jesus said, truly, truly, I say to you,
人若不是重生，就不能进上帝的国。
Unless a man is born again, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
人若不是从水与圣灵生的，就不能见上帝的国。
If he is not born of water and the Spirit, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
重生什么意思？
What does it mean to be born again?
是从上面生。
That means to be born from above.
是神所生的。
From God.
是借着圣灵把新生命赐给我们。
It was through the Holy Spirit that the new life comes.
圣经里面用四个名词来代表从高上升的意思。
The Bible used four different descriptions of this.
我们被神所生。
We are born of God.
我们在圣灵中间被生。
We are born of the Spirit.
我们因上帝的道被生。
We are born of the Word of God.
因为福音而生的。
We are born of the gospel.
这四样就是成为从上帝高上高天那里而领受生命的意思。
This is how we receive life from God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这边这样重要的道理。
This is such an important teaching.
耶稣基督不是对税吏、饥餐、罪人讲的。
Was not given to the sinners, the tax collectors, or the prostitutes.
耶稣基督乃是对宗教最高、社会最尊重的领袖讲的。
Jesus was speaking to the highest religious leader back then.
这表示没有一个人够好，可以不需要重生的。
It means that not one person can qualify not to be reborn.
没有一个人在宗教的成就上达到一个程度，可以免去重生的。
Not a single person who has achieved a lot in religion can escape from this.
犹太人昼夜等候盼望，祈祷许愿。愿上帝的国降临。
The Jews prayed day and night earnestly for the kingdom to come.
但是他们等等等等等。
But they waited for a long time.
到最后他们都不明白什么叫上帝的国而离开世界。
In the end, they will die without understanding.
当耶稣在十字架上流血的时候
，When Jesus bled on the cross,
有一个人真正明白上帝的国的国王是谁。
There was a person who truly understood the king of this kingdom.
这个人不是祭司，不是法利赛。
This person was not a scribe or a Pharisee.
这个人不是文士，不是那些宗教的领袖。
Or any religious leader.
这乃是一个被钉十字架的强盗。
This was a robber on the cross.
他说：“你德国降临的时候，你要纪念我。”
He said, "When you come in your kingdom, remember me."
以色列不是昼夜求上帝的国来临。
The Israelites asked for the kingdom of God.
以色列不是求弥赛亚带领。
Did they not ask for the Messiah to come?
当弥赛亚来的时候，政治的纠纷、社会的不公义都有解决。
When the Messiah come, all injustice will disappear.
当弥赛亚来的时候，大卫的宝座一定被复兴起来。
When the Messiah come, the throne of David will be restored.
当弥赛亚来的时候，那些侵占以色列国土的外面的帝国的势力都要被消灭。
When the Messiah come, all the enemies that took away their land will be restored.
弥赛亚来吧，来吧。
So they call upon the Messiah to come.
他们昼夜哀哭等候祈求。
Day and night they cried and they prayed.
他们盼望弥赛亚来到。
They hope for the Messiah to come.
当上帝把弥赛亚赐给他们的时候，他们不但不认识他。
But when the Messiah came, they did not know him.
他们把他钉在十字架上。
Indeed, they crucified him.
当整个的宗教领袖完全不明白弥赛亚是谁的时候
，When all the religious leaders did not understand this,
只有一个强盗认出来。
Only a robber understood.
这个强盗知道基督就是他们所等候的弥赛亚。
He knew that Christ was the Messiah.
你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。
And so he said, "When you come in your kingdom, remember me."
这是在罪人中间最高的宗教意识。
This is the highest religiosity among sinners.
这个意识人就站在一个恳求因为不配的地步。
This comes from a man who is unworthy asking for it.
意识停留在盼望末日的时候，公义呈现的时候。
It is stopped at the level where we hope for justice in the last
day. 耶稣基督对尼哥底母讲的话，法利赛人不明白。
What Jesus spoke to Nicodemus, the Pharisees did not understand.
我实实在在告诉你。
Jesus said, "Truly, I say to you."
今天他对这个明白上帝国度的这个强盗说，我实实在在告诉你。
And he also spoke the same way to the robber who understood the kingdom.
基督在世界上讲实实在在25次，离开世界前最后一次。
This is the last one out of the 25 verily.
最强盗的应许。
And it was a promise for the robber.
对这个非神学家、非宗教家、非文士的这一个社会上最败坏的人，竟然是最明白基督是弥赛亚的人所下的应许。
And it's a promise given to this person who ironically was the greatest of all sinners back then.
实实在在告诉我。
Truly I say to you.
我与你今天一同在乐园里面住时。
Today you will be in paradise with me.
与我一同在乐园里面同在。
Together we will be in paradise.
新约救赎的运行就这样开始了。
And this is how salvation began.
所以耶稣流血以后第一个带着赦罪平安的人是一个最大的罪人。
And so the first person to receive the peace of salvation was the greatest sinner.
耶稣刚出来传道，第一个要明白这件事的是最大的义人。
But the first person to understand this was the most righteous person.
神呼召罪人的时候。
When God called the sinners.
那些世人看他们是不懂的人，没有学的人，是一个野蛮的人，是一个犯罪的人，竟然先进入上帝的国。
Ironically, those people who are considered ignorant and the greatest sinner entered the kingdom first.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为他在圣灵的感动之下接受基督成了新造的人。
Because under the moving of the Holy Spirit, they accepted Jesus to be a new person.
若有人在基督里，他就成为新造的人。
If a person is in Jesus Christ, he is a new creation.
我们今天在新年的时候要先问自己一个问题。
And so in this new year, we want to ask ourselves one question.
是不是在基督里？
Are we in Christ?
我是不是在基督领受他的死与复活所给我的上帝的义？
Am I a person that received the righteousness from God through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ?
是不是在这个上帝的国度里面，这一位为我死的君王复活的大能里面受了拯救？
Am I a person who is saved by this person, this great king in the kingdom of God?
若有人在基督里，他就是新造的。
Therefore, a person who is in Christ is a new person.
旧事已过。
The old has gone.
都变成新的。
The new has come.
当一个人得救的时候。
When a person is saved.
他有个完全新的概念。
He has a new concept.
完全新的看法。
A new view.
我还记得我1957年1月7号下午6点一刻得救的情形。
I remember myself being saved January the 7th, 1957, 6:15.
我不是说呢，你不知道什么时候得救，你就还没有得救。
I'm not saying that you must know exactly when you were saved.
我是在感谢主给我清楚知道我哪一刻、哪一时、哪一分得救。
But I say thanks be to God that I know clearly at which precise moment I was saved.
那个时候我不是在礼拜堂里面。
At that time I was not in the church.
我在路上。
I was on the road.
进修会中间第五天我请假。
On the third, fifth day of the retreat, I went away.
我从马朗到泗水去。
From Malang, I went to 泗水。
我下了火车。
After I left the train.
我从车站走到我家里。
I was walking towards my home.
大概有三公里的这个路程。
About 3 kilometers long.
走到一半的时候。
Halfway.
看见那个高处如云的这个烈士纪念碑。
I saw this war memorial.
天空蔚蓝，有一些白云浮动着。
A very clear sky with some clouds.
凉风习习。
With breeze,
小鸟飞过。
With birds flying around,
我看整个大自然真的美得不得了。
I see that the nature is so beautiful.
我从天上看下来。
But when I view from,
看，
as I look down,
突然就发现
，Suddenly I discovered,
耶稣是为我死的。
That Jesus died for me.
我这个事情早就听了几十次。
I've heard this many times.
从小到大听见耶稣为我钉十字架。
From young, I've heard this.
但是今天突然我就悟到，耶稣是为我这个长头龙死。
But the day I realized that Jesus died for me, Stephen Thorne,
那我就不需要再最终死了。
I no longer need to die in sin.
耶稣代替我了。
Jesus took my place.
耶稣为我流血了。
He bled for
耶稣赦免我的罪了。
He forgave my sin.
我就变成得救的人了。
I became saved.
我是谁？
Who am I?
我是新造的人。
I am a new person.
我是得救的人。
A person who is saved.
上少到下的时候。
When I look from top to bottom,
看见无论天、无论云、无论鸟、无论花草都是美丽的。
I discovered that everything is beautiful.
但是最可怜的就是在路上行走的人。
But most pitiful are the people who are walking along the road.
我突然有个新的感受。
Suddenly, I have a new feeling.
他们不是到学校。
They're not going to school.
他们不是到公司。
They're not going to offices.
他们不是到市场。
They're not going to market.
他们不是到家里。
They're not going home.
正走向永恒的灭亡。
They are going towards eternity.
谁去拯救他们？
Who will save them?
这种宗教性的感受。
This religious feeling.
豁然顿开的眼光。
This immediate understanding
在心里面所下的印记
has this deep imprint in my heart
是以后几十年都不能忘记
and I cannot forget it
这就是圣经所讲若有人在基督里他就是新造的
This is what the Bible says If anyone is in Christ he is a new creation
所以我盼望今年新年的第一个礼拜天
And so in this first Sunday of the new year
我们审查自己
we look upon ourselves.
我是不是在基督里有了新的生命，有了新的地位？
Let us ask ourselves, if do we have this new life in Jesus Christ?
如果是的话，
if this were the case,
第二我要问的是什么呢？
My second question for you.
我们有没有领受新的观念？
Did we receive a new concept?
新的看见。
A new sight.
这个很重要的事。
This is very important.
在圣经里面，我们看见我们的心意可以更新的变化。
The Bible says we can renew our mind.
所以罗马书第十二章第二、第三节。
That is why Romans chapter 12 verse 2 and 3 says.
远远超过了希腊哲学里面的人的理论。
The understanding far surpasses Greek understanding.
在巴库的思想里面，就我们看见。
In the thoughts of Plato,
最高尚的人是依靠理性的智慧来生活的。
The highest existence comes from people who live by their reason.
用他的理性的智慧来压制、引导他的感情。
They use their reason to guide their feelings.
再用他的感情来压制、来约束、引导他的意志。
And then they use their feeling to guide their will.
巴库说，意志里面最中心点的就是信徒意念的活动。
Plato believes that the most important thing in our will is the sexuality.
感情里面最重要的活动就是爱、恨这些的关这些的事的功用。
The most important functions of feeling is in love and hate.
当一个人没有办法控制他的性欲的时候
，When a person cannot control his sexuality,
他用意志去引导他的性欲。
He will use his will to guide his sexuality.
他就成了一个下流的人。
And he is considered a despicable person.
但如果他能用纯洁的感情来带领他的性欲的话
，But if he can lead his sexuality with pure feelings,
他就成为比较超凡脱俗的人。
He will become a person of a higher status.
所以我们用我们的感情带领我们的性欲。
So the idea is to use our feelings to guide our sexuality.
用我们的爱去带领我们的行动。
To use our love to guide our actions.
这是感情战胜意志的人。
This is how feelings will have victory over our will.
这种人不是太多。
But there are few like this.
受过教育的人
，maybe those who are educated.
那有道德观念的人
，those with morality.
他们懂得用感情去处理他们的意念、他们的意志、他们的性的问题。
These people know how to use their feelings to take care of their will and their sexuality.
最高尚的人不是如此。
But the best is not.
最高尚的是用思想去克服感情的人。
Plato says the best in humanity control all things with reason.
他的感情过分越权的时候。
When the feelings become overwhelming,
这些人的智慧就引导自己的感情走在正轨的道路。
These people have reason to guide their feelings.
是一个靠思想引导感情的人是最高尚的人。
And so we believe a person who can use his thought to guide his feelings are the best.
希腊哲学就停到这个地方。
This is where Greek philosophy stops.
没有办法再突破了。
There is no breakthrough.
但是圣经要问一个问题：谁引导你的思想？
But the Bible wants to ask the question, who leads your thoughts then?
思想引导感情，感情引导意志。
If the thoughts guide your feelings and your feelings guide your will,
每个人的思想都不一样。
Everybody think differently.
每个人观念都独特。
Everybody have a unique concept.
每个人都以为自己想的就是对的。
Everybody think they are right.
那么谁引导你的思想？
The question is who leads your thoughts?
所以圣经给我们看见圣灵引导我们的思想的时候。
The Bible tells us when the Holy Spirit guides our thoughts.
你是真正做一个属灵的人。
We will truly be spiritual.
属灵的人不是属人身中的那个灵的功用的人。
The spiritual person is not a person that just functions by the spirit, human spirit.
这里我们的观念有错误的解释，肢体的就是顺从肉体生活，属魂的就是顺从魂的功用生活，属灵的属于人灵的那一部分比较高尚的生活。
Many of us have the wrong understanding. We believe the flesh to be physical, the mental to be the next stage, and the spiritual to be the highest.
还是我用上帝的灵引导我们的思想。
But we need the Holy Spirit to guide our thoughts.
上帝的灵用什么引导我们的思想？
What would the Spirit of God use to guide our thoughts?
上帝的道引导我们的思想。
He used the Word of God to guide us.
上帝的道怎么引导我们的思想？
How would the Word of God guide our thoughts?
使我们的心意更新而变化。
The Word of God help us renew and change.
今天我们的新年第一个礼拜天。
And so the first Sunday of the new year.
我们不但思想新的地位、新的生命的问题。
Not only should we think about the new status and new life.
我们思想有新的观念、新的看见的事情。
We want to think about a new concept and a new sight.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
就是圣灵引导我们。
When the Holy Spirit guides us.
更新而变化。
It renew and transform us.
Transform through reform.
就是一更新而变化。
有继续不断改革，继续不断回到真理里面。这种的变化就是更新的变化。
A transformation that comes as we continually return back to the truth.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
We need the continuous renewal.
我们需要持久的更新，
继续不断的
something that's continuous，
长期的
forever
更新的变化
that always renews itself，
继续不断的更新自己
a continual reformation，
让神的道继续光照我们，
may the word of God continue to illuminate us，
我们的观念就永远是新的，
and our concept will always be new。
今天的许多的基督徒跟非基督徒没有什么两样，
many Christians are the same as non-Christians，
因为他们地位是新的，
because although their status are new，
他的观念是旧的，
Their mind are old.
他已经成为基督徒。
They have already become Christians.
他的思想还照样老糊涂。
But their mind are still old.
他已经做教会的会员。
They have already become a member of a church.
他的心意没有更新。
But their mind has not been changed.
永远在旧的范围里。
And they are always in the old thought process.
在错误的观念中间挣扎。
And struggling in a wrong concept.
他的生活根本没有改变。
Their life will not change.
因为一切的果效从心发出来。
Because everything comes from our heart.
我们没有更新的意念。
If we don't have the concept of renewal,
我们就跟着传统走。
We will follow traditions.
我们就跟着世俗走。
We will follow the world.
所以保罗说：“你们不要效法世界。”
And so Paul said, "Do not conform to the world."
不要跟随世界的方式。
Do not follow the pattern of this world.
更新而变化。
But be transformed and renewed.
我们就继续不断在神的恩典中间更新自己。
Within the grace of God, let us renew ourselves all the time.
我们愿意不愿意？
Are we willing?
就在2003年第一个礼拜天。
The first Sunday of 2003.
我们就是主啊，求你更新我。
We say, Oh Lord, renew me.
你改变我。
Change me.
我脱离我过去的捆绑。
That I may break away from the bondage of the past.
脱离我传统的限制。
And the limitation of the traditions.
脱离我错误观念的这个范围。
And the circumstances of wrong thoughts.
让我从这些的捆绑错失中间出来。
Help me break through from all these constraints.
当你在真理中间有新认识的时候，
When you understand the truth more,
你在生活中间就有新自由，
You will have new freedom in your life.
你没有透过真理扩大你的视野的时候，
When your views are not widened through the truth,
你没有能力脱出你自己的限制，
You will have no power to break through from your own constraint.
罗马的西内卡讲一句话，
The Seneca in Roman say,
Seneca, 他呢是一个斯多亚派的哲学家。
He was a Stoic philosopher.
他生的时候就跟耶稣同龄。
He was born in the era of Jesus Christ.
这个呢，斯多亚派很注重对真理的认识。
The Stoics place great emphasis on the truth.
他后来讲了一句话。
And he said something.
他说，真理不能使人成为富有。
He says the truth will not make you wealthy.
但是真理能使人成为自由。
But the truth can make you free.
The richness does not make you rich. Truth does not make you rich, but set you free. 是真理释放你。
The truth will set you free.
真理使你自由。
It will give you freedom.
他讲的这句话跟耶稣在约翰福音讲的一样样。
What he said was similar to what Jesus said in John.
耶稣说：“你们要晓得真理，真理就使你们得以自由。”
Jesus said, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free."
那么你说耶稣基督会不会是引用他的话来发挥这个理论？
Did Jesus copy from him?
或者是不是很世界的哲学家不约而同找到这个结论？
Or maybe he concluded the same as the philosophers of the world.
不是
，No.
因为西内卡站在人追求真理的地步想这件事情。
Because Seneca understood this as man seeking for the truth.
耶稣基督以真理的本体来到世界寻找人所讲的话。
But Jesus Christ spoke as the truth.
所以基督以真理的本体发言。
Jesus was speaking because he is the truth.
你说我就是真理。
He said, "I am the truth."
我就是道路。
The way.
我就是生命。
And the life.
有关于真理与道路与生命三元之间的关系的整个主原则。
The relationship between the truth, the way, and the life.
我们今天没有机会谈。
We won't have the opportunity.
可能要有好几个钟头才能谈清楚。
I have to deal with it for many hours.
是我的生命需要真理。
So my life needs the truth.
我要找一条路去到真理那里去。
I must find a way to the truth.
或者真理可以填满我的生命。
Or the truth can fulfill my life.
那这条路从哪里到哪里去？
But where is this way leading to?
真理不因为我认识它，它改变。
Truth will not change just because I know it.
我从不认识真理变成认识真理，我改变。
But I will change when I know the truth.
所以真理喂养我的生命，不是我的生命去填满真理。
So it is the truth that feeds my life, not the other way around.
真理喂养我的生命，喂养你的生命，喂养他的生命。
Because the truth nourishes all our lives.
所以真理的这个内容的本体就超过所有寻找真理的生命。
And so the truth in itself is greater than all lives that seek the truth.
而使生 命带到更丰盛，带到满足的真理的本身，不可能自己没有生命。
And the truth itself that gives abundance to all things in itself cannot possibly not have life.
这个有生命的真理本身会寻找我吗？
Will this truth that is alive seek after me?
若他是主体的。
If he is objective,
他就寻找我。
He will seek after me.
这三方面总关系的原则就是基督的本体。
And so this summary of this relationship is Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
This is why Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这样我们在约翰十四章第六节里面。
And so in John 14 verse 6,
看见了基督用真理来到我们的中间。
We see Jesus came in truth.
是不是斯多派的思想家能够想到的。
This is not what the stoic thinkers can conclude.
这也不是这个雷同中间有绝对本质的相似的。
Or something that is similar by coincidence.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
基督对比拉多说。
Jesus said to Plato.
我特别生下来做以色列的王，而且是为真理做见证。
I was born as king of the Jews and I bear testimony to the truth.
比拉多代表人的这就最高峰讲了一句，这个没有定向、没有原则的话，什么叫做真理？他不需要答案就走了。
And Plato answered, "What is the truth?" And he just left.
神学与哲学不同的地方在哪？
The difference between theology and philosophy.
哲学一直问问题。
Philosophy keep asking a question.
神学一直给答案。
Theology keep giving the answer.
把答案再问的是哲学。
And philosophy will ask the question again.
把问的再给答案的是神学。
And theology will keep answering.
所以呢 ，philosophy keep questioning the answer, and theology keep answering the question. That is the difference between philosophy and theology.And Jesus is the answer, and Pilate represents philosophy.
耶稣就是所有的答案，然后这个比拉多就是哲学家。
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
基督说：“我来使你们得自由。”
Jesus said, "I come that you may be free."
因为他就是真理的本体。
Because he is the truth,
the subjectivity of the truth in person, that is Christ. 有位格之真理的本体，就是道成肉身的基督。感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
所以当我们说我新造的人
，And so when we say we are new creation,
新的年头
，A new year,
新的日子的时候
，A new life,
我自己有没有新的地位
？We want to ask ourselves if we have the new status.
如果我有
，If I have,
我是不是因真理领受了新的观念
？Did I receive the new mind from the truth?
我们的思想观念更新变化的时候
，Then our mind is renewed.
我们就享受神的恩典。
We will enjoy the grace of God.
在神的真理里面的自由的恩典。
The freedom, the grace in His, in God.
第三样
，Thirdly,
我们不但我们的观念变化
，Not only do we change our mind,
我们的意向也更新
，Our vision will be renewed.
我们看见了神要我们看见
，We will see what God wants us to see.
不是看见我们自己想看见
，We do not see what we want to see.
我很喜欢英文里面一句话 ，You see, you see.
In English, we say you see.
你不能回答说 I see what.
You don't answer.
What do I see? 他讲 you see 的时候，是你明白了吗？
Then what you see means do you understand?
你明白这个事件的要点在哪里吗？
Do you understand the crux of the matter?
你看见了这个问题的中心吗？
Do you see the focus of the problem?
当你看见这个中心点的时候，
When you can see it,
你从中心点就可以处理所有的事情。
You can deal with other issues.
你看到了最重要的。
Because you saw the most important point.
一个人不但心意更新变化
，When a person is renewed and transformed,
不但观念有了新的方向
，Not only do we change our mind,
看见新的意象
，We will see new vision.
我们找到新的重心
，We will find new focal points.
感谢上帝
，Thanks be to God.
上帝，我们看见他旨意的焦点。
We will see the focal point of God's will.
这样就没有任何一件事使我们模糊。
And we will not be confused about anything.
没有任何一个困难使我们成为愚昧。
Or become ignorant because of difficulties.
因为在神的智慧，在神永恒的旨意中间找到了旨意的焦点。
We can find the focal point in His wisdom and eternal will.
那我们就把我们这个视野开广起来。
And then we can widen our vision.
看见多大的困难都不成问题。
We will see all the difficulties as small.
我们就抓到神的心意。
Because we have grabbed hold of the heart of God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
今天的许多许多的人。
Many people today.
他们有没有没有办法从困难中间出来？
They cannot break through from the difficulties.
一直在很久的范围中间，每天所想的就是那些，所求的就是那些。
Because they are trapped in their constraint, and every day they pray about the same
thing. 你说我怎么样审查这件事呢
？How do we search ourselves for this?
请问你从年初一到年底祷告的内容是什么？就知道。
from the way you pray from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, you will find out.
有的人你叫他祷告，每天祷告那几句。
So you ask someone to pray, they always pray the same thing.
从做基督徒到进坟墓，同样的祷告。
From the time they become Christians, the day they die, they pray the same thing.
这表示他的心愿中间的范围就是那些。
It means they are constrained within all these things.
他没有看见上帝的国度。
They cannot see the kingdom of God.
没有看见上帝的心意。
They cannot see the will of God.
永远就在那小的范围里面，他团团转在那里打滚。
They go round and round within a small circle.
祷告是什么？
What is prayer?
祷告是人心愿中间最深的意志的表达。
The prayer is an expression of our deepest thought.
祷告是在一生中间最中心的方向的寻求。
It is our most honest search for a direction.
耶稣副教徒问他说：“你对基督教的看法怎么样？”
I ask a Buddhist, "What do you think of Christianity?"
他说：“我慢慢看见基督教有不同的地方。”
He said, "I seem to see something different."
我说：“你可以告诉我你看到的不同地方。”
I ask, "Can you tell me the difference?"
他的副教徒所求的都是平安、顺利、福气、子孙、万代兴隆、万事如意，就是这些。
He said that Buddhists always seek for prosperity.
求的
是
那些。
They ask for themselves.
那么，是这些不对吗？
I said, "Are these not wrong?"
他自己讲下面这句话。
And he said, "This is
wrong." 我看到转来转去都是为自私做出发点。
I said, he said that, well, I seem to think that prayer are selfish in nature.
基督徒为世界的和平，为人类的前进，为科学的进步，为国家的安定，为别人信主，他们至少脱离了以自我为中心的生活。
Christians pray for a lot of things from the nation to other people's salvation, so at least they break away from their self.
祷告是我们心里面最终极性的要求。
Prayer is the ultimate goal and expression of our.
耶稣基督说：“你们若先求神的国，求神的义，你们所需要就必加给你们，不是赐给你们。”
Jesus says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all you need will be added unto you."
你需要的物资，需要的平安，你不求也会多多的加给你。
It means all your material need and the peace you need will be added to you.
所以你的眼界要打开。
So you got to widen your scope.
你的意向要打开。
Your vision ought to be widened.
视线的中心要抓住。
You got to have the focus point.
这样你就不在自我的中心捆绑里面过生活。
And then you will not be bounded by your own constraint.
有很多基督徒观念从来没有突破。
Many Christians have no breakthrough in their life.
做基督徒一年是这样。
This year they are like
做了十年还是这样。
Ten years later they are the same.
你跟他谈话就知道他没有脱离过自我为中心。
When you talk to them, you realize that they are very self-centered.
我有个老师敢讲一句话。
I have a teacher who said this.
他说我跟一个人谈话不超过十句，我就知道他灵性到什么地步。
He says that I can judge a person's spirituality by maybe 10 sentences.
我心里想你这样骄傲。
I say you're very arrogant.
不超过十句就知道人灵性到什么地步。
How can you tell someone's spirituality within 10 sentences of conversation?
那十句到底是哪十句呢？
What sort of sentences are these?
他说我跟他谈的时候，我问几个问题，我就知道他整个灵性到什么地步。
He replied that if I ask him some questions, I wouldn't judge his spirituality.
你跟那些人谈嘛，他谈来谈去就是他的事业、他的儿女，从来不谈别人。
He said some people always talk about their job and their children, nothing else.
谈的都是他的利益、他自己的损失，他自己有什么好处，不谈别人的。
All about his own profit and loss.
有个人一开口就讲到别人的需要，看到别人的困难，为别人祷告。
But some people, once they start speaking, they talk about other people's need and they want to pray for them.
我们愿意不愿意在今年年头？
Are we willing at the beginning of this year?
打开我们的境界。
To open our scope.
打开我们的视野。
Our mind.
给我们看见神要我们看见。
And our sight to see what God wants us to see.
看见神国度中间的奥秘。
To see the mystery within His kingdom.
看见整个世界福音工厂的需要。
To see the need of the gospel in the world.
从我们井底挖的世界中间出来。
From beneath the well, let us come forward.
一个青蛙看他的妈妈这么伟大。
A frog will look at his mother as great.
他问妈妈：“你真是真大。”
He said, "Mother, you are really huge."
妈妈说：“很好意思的，本来我最大。”
The mother said, "Yeah, I'm the largest."
除了我，没有比我更大的。
Nothing is larger than me.
这个孩子是事实，你真是最大的。
And the little frog said, "Yeah, you are the largest."
因为母子同心同意住在井底里面。
Because both mother and son live in the bottom of a well.
所以井底里面最大的就是他妈妈。
And it is the largest in within the well.
突然间，这个孩子跳出去了。
Suddenly, the frog jumped out of the well.
离开井口的时候
，when he left the well,
他发现那天不是井口那么大。
Has discovered that heaven is not so small.
天大的不得了。
A huge sky.
地大的不得了。
Huge earth.
从前他半分钟可以绕一圈的井底。
In the past, his life.
现在跑了三个钟头还不知道到哪里去结束。
Now in 3 hours, there's no end to it.
这个太大了。
Too large.
又忽然走走走走走的时候，突然间看见一只牛，吓死他了。 但是牛的鼻孔就可以把他的妈妈装进去。
The nostril of the buffalo is larger than his.
牛的脚一插就被它打扁了。
And he can be squashed.
它的退缩躲在石头的后面。
And so the frog went to the rock to hide.
这个牛会动的。
And this buffalo.
啊，这你吓死你了。
And he was afraid.
或者井底听的雷公的声音，就是最多像这么大的声音。
And he thought that it sounded like a thunder. 这里
竟然有这么大的庞然大物。
Such a huge monster.
他想来想去不安全，快快跑回去。
And the frog quickly went back.
又不知道怎么跑回去。
He doesn't know how to go back.
因为狗走的时候会小便，嗅到自己味道，知道来向是什么地方。
A dog can follow his urine to go back home.
这个青蛙不知道怎么回家。
But the frog doesn't know how to go back.
跑了大半天，后来才找到自己的房，自己住的地方。
After a long time, he found his home.
跳到井底的时候
，jump back into the well.
他说：“妈妈，我看到一个庞然大物，吓死我。
”He says, "Mother, I saw this huge monster."
妈妈说：“什么比我更大的？你不要吓我。
”Mother says, "Nothing is larger than me."
牛比你更大。
Say a buffalo is larger than you.
什么叫做牛
？The mother said, "What's a buffalo?"
牛就是牛。
Her son said, "A buffalo is a buffalo."
小鬼，你还敢叫你妈妈吗
？The mother said, "Don't lie to me."
你还没生出来，我就做你哥哥的妈妈了，你知道吗
？I've been a mother for before you were born.
你以为我不知道的事情要你教吗
？You need not teach me.
妈妈，我真的看到牛大的不得了。
And the frog said, "Yeah, I really saw this huge thing."
大到连他的鼻孔可以把你放进去。
His nostril is larger than you.
他一开口，全家都可以进去。
He can swallow our entire family.
他的耳朵像飞机的翅膀。
And the ears are like aeroplane.
两个脚像这个很可怕的什么这个东西。
The horn was terrifying.
我真的吓死了。
I was terrified.
妈妈说没有比我更大的。
Mother said nothing is larger than me.
你不像你看，妈妈不单单是这么大。
Look at me, not only am I this big.
把肚子吹大起来。
And she sucked in and made.
你看我这么大。
She said I'm larger than that.
这个孩子说你算不得什么。
The son said not so.
牛比你更大。
The buffalo is much larger.
妈妈说难道有比我更大？你再等一下，它比更大。
The mother sucked in more air to become larger.
我跟牛哪里大
？Which one is larger?
啊，牛比你大太多了。
The little frog said the buffalo is larger.
妈妈说你对我没有礼貌。
The mother said you're very rude.
你再看，再比更大了。
And then she started being.
这个肚皮都发亮了。
And so、
反照太阳光大概1%。
And it could reflect the light.
我这么大不够大吗
？Isn't this large enough?
妈妈不要再吹了，太疲倦了。反正牛比你大就是。
The frog said, "No, the buffalo is just larger."
这牛眼就比你肚皮差不多一样大。
The eye of the buffalo is larger than your stomach.
母亲，我再吹就砰就爆炸了。
And then the mother bursts.
她总以为她是这样。
She always thought she's the largest.
你不要笑，我们就是这样。
We are like this.
我们的基督教就是这样。
Our Christian faith is like this.
有的人从来没有离开他的小礼拜堂，他以为基督教就是那些人。
Some people never left their church and they think that Christianity is their church.
有的人没有听过伟大的解经，不知道上帝的道何等宽广。
Some people have never listened to good exposition, so they never thought the word of God is so great.
有的人没有受过正统神学的教导，不知道神的道深到什么。
Some people have not been trained theologically properly, so they never realize how mysterious
the world is.
We think we are the largest.
今天晚上
this evening,
结束我们的下载
we ought to end our narrow-mindedness,
开始我们的宽广
and open up our minds.
主啊，你开广我心
and say, "Oh Lord, open up my heart."
我就往你命令的道上直奔
and I will walk along the pathway of your will.
基督徒不但有新的生命
Christians not only have a new life.
不但有更新的观念
Not only do we have a renewed mind.
基督徒要有更广阔的意象
We want to have a wide vision.
更聚焦的视野
And a proper focus.
更明白神的心意的焦点在哪里
A proper understanding of the focus of the will of God.
就是更新我们的意象
May the Lord renew our mind.
更新我们的观念
And transform our thoughts.
你够了没有呢
Is this enough?
不够
Not enough.
求主更新我们的心智和勇敢
May the Lord renew our will and our courage.
这是一件很重要的事情
This is something very important.
今天的教会所失去的，我教会的仇敌正在争取
The enemy of God is taking over things that the church has lost.
今天我们又不敢讨论了，外邦人都在强争强辩
Things that we dare not discuss have been discussed by the pagans.
当我第一次看到尼采的权力意志的时候
The first time I read the work by Nietzsche about the power struggle,
the will to power,
the will to power.
我心里想，为什么这不是基督徒追求圣灵权柄能力的雄心大志呢
？I ask myself, why do we not have such boldness in writing?
尼采说，你知道为什么我比所有的哲学家更聪明呢
？Nietzsche say, I'm greater than all philosophers.
他不是故弄虚玄，是很好意思讲这句话。
He was very bold in proclaiming this.
我为什么比所有的人更聪明呢
？Do you know why I'm smarter than everyone else?
我发现了所有的哲学。 学家从来没有发现的事情。
He said because I discovered what other philosophers have missed.
我读他的哲学，我要看他到底发现什么。
And so when I read it, I want to find out what he found out.
他说我发现原来基督教是一个奴隶的宗教。
He said I discovered that Christianity is a faith of the slave.
基督教的信仰教导人顺从顺从顺从，结果做一个不能奋斗像奴隶一样顺从一个暴君的宗教。
He says Christianity is a faith that asks people for blind obedience towards a decree.
Rebel! 起来。
So arise, man.
超人来了。
The superhuman is here.
预备我们进入权力的意志的追求中间。
He will prepare us into the power, will to power.
你才整个哲学的架构。
The entire structure of his philosophy.
是在叔本华的哲学的影子下面。
Is under the shadow of Schopenhauer.
你想为什么发展意志哲学呢？
Why did he have this idea of the
id? 叔本华先做开路先锋。
It was because Schopenhauer started it first.
叔本华说人是自己意志的奴隶。
Schopenhauer said we are enslaved by our own will.
人先决定做什么。
We first decide what to do.
然后才用思想造理由替自己辩护。
And then without thought, we find reasons to defend ourselves.
所以我们常常为意志正在奴役我们理智的一种生活。
And so our will enslave our reason.
这个世界不过是个表象。
And the world is illusionary.
世界是个怎样的表象？
What sort of illusion is this?
是意志权力的表象。
It is an illusion of our will.
作为这个权，这个作为意志表象的世界。
And the world being an illusion of the will.
这本书就变成叔本华 Arthur Schopenhauer 最 significant 最重要的哲学理论。
And this became his most important philosophical thought.
当他死了以后
，After he died，
年轻的尼采在旧货破书摊里面找到这本书。
Nietzsche found an old book about this.
惊奇万分。
And he was astonished.
深深受教。
And was deeply
重新发展他的意志权力的哲学。
And so he continued to develop this will to power.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，But dear brothers and sisters，
上帝说：“我说一次两。”权柄是在乎我。
God said many times that power is upon me.
真正的权力在我。
The true power is upon God.
你们要寻求我与我的面。
You have to seek me and my will.
你们要寻求我的能力。
And you seek after my power.
这是圣经的信息。
This is the message of the Bible.
这是神的命令。
The command of God.
曾几何时，教会变得弱到这个地步。
But the church has become so weak.
教会变得很乖的子民。
The church has become very obedient people.
教会变成没有勇气的一群的奴夫。
A coward, the gathering of cowards.
教会变成讨好权贵的这个狐群狗党。
The church has become pleasing to those who are powerful.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
圣经给我们看见不是如此。
The Bible doesn't teach us this.
先知责备君王。
When the prophets rebuked the king.
约翰指责希律王。
John rebuked King Herod.
看见了耶稣基督对宗教领袖的挑战。
We see Jesus Christ challenging the religious leaders.
都给我们看见神的话在人间变成最大的能力。
This tells us the word of God is the greatest power among men.
今天的教会最喜欢讲的。
The church today likes to preach.
政府最喜欢听的。
Things that the government likes to hear.
就是罗马书第十三章第一节。
Romans chapter 13 verse
5. 在上有权柄的人人都要顺从他。
Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities.
没有一个权柄不是从上帝来的。
For there is no authority except that which God
established. 这种教会政府是很安心的。
And the government likes a church like this.
一切的权柄上帝来的。
Because all authority comes from God.
所以凡有权柄你都要顺服。
And so we have to submit.
我的解释不是这样。
This is not my explanation.
一切权柄都是上帝来的。
All authorities come from God.
推翻现有的政权产生的新政权的权柄也是上帝来的。因为一切的权柄都是上帝来的。
And the authority for revolution must come from God as well.
所以这句话隐藏着另外一个可能性。
So there is another possibility here.
我们应当勇敢把错误的政权打下来。
And so we need to remove wrong governance.
我们勇敢抗拒挑战了错误的政府。
And with boldness, we need to challenge a government that is wrong.
孙中山先生把中国帝王的制度几千年的传统打下去的时候
，When Dr. Sun Yat-sen removed the old feudal system,
他是站在基督的身份做这件事。
He did it as a Christian.
而他建立了新的政权，是不是上帝来的？
And is the new authority from God?
是，一切的政权都是从上帝。
Because all authorities come from God.
不是包括旧的，也包括新的。
Not only the old and the new as well.
我们今天需要一个新的勇气。
We need a new boldness.
我们有新的志向。
A new thought.
新的勇敢。
New courage.
我从小到今年60多岁，很少听见讲台叫基督徒有勇敢。
I very seldom heard pulpit ministry telling Christians to be bold.
要有爱心，要谦卑，要让人家。
We always say to be love, humble.
让到个个男的像你的。
And so, So that all of us are very feminine.
你的脸女的都不像。
And girls become more feminine.
男女都不像，脸人都不像。
And all of us become very inhuman.
我们的先知勇气在哪里？
Where is our prophetic courage?
我们的师徒受苦的心智在哪里？
Where is our heart of suffering for our bosses?
我们需要勇敢。
We need to be bold.
需要心智。
We need new life.
需要奋斗。
We need to fight.
需要发愤图强。
We need to strive.
至少我做基督徒是这样的。
At least this is how I live my Christian life.
我做传道人是这样的。
As a preacher,
别人不敢做的，我敢做。
I dare to do things which others cannot.
别人深思熟虑的，我一明白上帝的旨意，就踏上。
When I understand the will of God, I will do things that others dare not.
我对时间不肯浪费。
I will not let dare to waste time.
我对神的旨意不肯放松。
I dare not let go the will of God.
个人的得失不要紧。
It doesn't matter about my personal win and loss.
神的旨意要流行。
But the will of God, we have to take care.
应当做来勇敢做。
We have to be boldness to do the right thing.
希伯来书告诉我们，不可失去勇敢的心，存这样的心，必得大赏赐。你们已经听过那篇道理。
The book of Hebrews tells us not to lose the heart of boldness, because we will be rewarded.
亲爱的青年人
，Dear young people，
亲爱的下一代
，Dear next generation，
今年第一个礼拜天，我奉主的名对你说，起来，勇敢，发愤图强，有新的意志，做神的工作。
In the first Sunday of this new year, in the name of the Lord, I challenge you to rise up and strive for Him.
我常常说我的胆子比恩赐大一点点。
I always dare to say that my boldness is greater than my talent.
有人就说不，你的胆子恩赐一样大。
Some people say no, your boldness and talent is the same.
还有的人笑我说乱讲，你的胆子就是恩赐。
Some people say your boldness is a talent in itself.
我只知道很多很有恩赐的人。
I only know that there are many talented people.
应当做，应当牺牲，应当拼命的，他们都不敢。
They dare not work when it was time for them to come.
我就杀山出来了。
But I just come forth.
这样事就这样成了。
And this is how things have been done.
这六个字我很喜欢。
I like this six words.
事就这样成了。
This is how it is done.
这个这样是哪一样的？
How is this done?
就是勇敢的样就成了。
It is just done boldly.
感谢上。
Thanks be to God.
这今年是第46年侍奉主。
This is my 46 years in ministry.
63减17是不是46啊？我是1957年正月9号奉献。
I gave up my life to the Lord 1957 January the 9th.
第二天我就开始分担当，就开始传福音。
On the second day, I started preaching.
所以现在是2003年正月5号。
And so this is January the 5th, 2003.
再过四天我就开始奉献侍奉，已经46年。
Four days later, I will reach my 46th anniversary. As I look back,
我有个勇敢的心。
I have a heart of boldness.
也是敢作敢为。
This sense of courage.
敢挑起责任的心。
A person who will take on responsibility.
每一次敢做事就这么成就，这么成就，这么成就，这么成就。
And every time I boldly execute, and that's how it came about.
成为怎么样？
How did it come about?
就成为这样。
It become like this.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
今天不是我是轮到你们了。
It is not my turn anymore. It is your turn.
46年前。
46 years ago.
这样献上。
This is how I gave my life.
这样走路。
This is how I move.
这样奋斗。
This is how I strive.
这样用信心跟随主。
This is how I with faith follow the Lord.
那我今天挑战你。
And I challenge you today.
你也起来。
You will rise.
勇敢起来。
Come boldly.
勇敢做。
Come courage.
勇敢牺牲。
Come give your life.
你说什么叫勇敢？
Well, how do we?
二十世纪结束的时候。
When the 20th century.
二十一世纪开始的时候。
When the 21st century started.
全世界最勇敢的人是不是 Osama bin Laden？
Was Osama bin Laden the boldest in the world？
我告诉我们绝对不像 Osama bin Laden。
No, we are not like him.
我们是 Osama bin Laden。沙马是一样，我打沙马是不一样。他的拉丁，我们是拉丁，不一样，我们绝对不一样。
We are different.
你说奥沙马是很勇敢的人吗
？Do you think Osama is courageous?
不是，他是最胆小的人。
He is actually a coward.
你说哪里可能
？How is this possible?
他把美国这么大的国家当作他的仇敌。
He treated such a huge country as his enemy.
没有政府，没有军队敢抵挡世界最强的国家，不是勇敢吗？
Isn't this a sign of boldness?
完全不是。
Absolutely not.
他杀了几千个人。
He killed thousands.
也就躲起来，这个叫做小人。
Went to hide.
耶稣的勇敢是自己为了救千万的人走到前线去死，那个叫做勇敢。
The boldness comes from Jesus Christ who wants to save millions and so he moved forward.
我沙巴是把你们杀死了自己躲起来，那个叫做如父。
And Osama killed thousands and then go and hide. That's cowardice.
基督的勇敢不是外教人的勇敢。
The boldness of Christians are not the same as the pagans.
敢杀死比自己死更多人才自杀的人不是牺牲。
Those who dare to kill others by suicide is not sacrificial.
他是牺牲了很多人不要坐牢不得不自己也死。
They sacrifice many people and escape jail by killing themselves.
因为如果他杀了别人自己没有死还要坐监牢更苦。
Because they know they will suffer in the jail.
何况那些宗教里面的领袖对他们说：“你杀了人，你爆炸了，你炸弹是自杀，死了以后你就直接上天堂。”
And what still are the religious leader that promised paradise for suicide bombers?
那个时候千百个美女等候你的来到，昼夜给你放纵情欲的快乐。
And you are supposed to have joy in heaven from all the decadent living with a lot of women up there.
如果天堂是那样的，你千万不要进去。
If paradise is like that, never enter it.
那比妓女馆、比酒吧更可怕。几十个女人围住你，你看跑都跑不了。
It's more horrifying than a prostitute then.
如果为这种喜乐来做坏事，这不是勇敢，这是自私，这是为自己肉欲的需要而杀人。
And this is cowardice and selfishness that fulfilling your own lust.
基督教信仰中的勇敢是什么？
What is the boldness in Christianity?
见义不辞。
It is a boldness that fight for righteousness.
见威不跑。
That will not escape from danger.
见难必救。
That will save those who are in trouble.
见死不怕。
We are not afraid of death.
视死如归。
And treat death as a going home.
为别人的需要舍己。
And we give of ourselves for the needs of others.
这就是勇敢。
This is boldness.
基督徒青年人。
All young Christians,
勇敢吧
be bold,
起来吧
arise,
当你知道这是神的旨意的时候
when you know this is the will of God,
你不要推却
do not give it away,
你不要退后
do not fall back,
你不要迟疑
do not hesitate,
你不要出错
do not think twice,
你要勇敢地做下去
you must work at it,
神与勇敢的人同在
God is with those who are bold,
你要观念清楚真正正确知道什么是神的旨意
But you must know clearly what is the will of God.
那真正正确知道神旨意而勇敢去行的人有福了。
Blessed are those who truly know His will and execute His
will. 那个勇敢行而乱解神旨意的人有祸了。
Woe be to those people who move boldly without understanding His will.
那个清楚知道神的旨意而退后的人更有灾祸了。
And more woe to those who know clearly the will of God and yet retreated.
因为知善不行就是罪。
Because James says sin is when you know good and not do good.
心不知善是需要赦罪。
And you need forgiveness if you do not do good.
耶稣基督说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不知道。”
Just as what Jesus said, "Forgive them, O Father, because they know not what they do."
当你真正知道神的旨意而真正勇敢去做的时候，你是有福气的。
You are blessed if you truly know the will of God and truly does His will.
让我们对主的主啊。
So we say, O Lord,
这一年的开始
at the beginning of this year,
你不能给我新造的人的地位
Not only do you give me a new status
你更新变化的心思
A mind that has been renewed
你给我查验什么是善良神前可喜悦的旨意
A vision that helps us to know good from wrong
开光我的心
Open my heart
使我从我的宅小我的传统我的限制中间释放出来
That I may be released from my narrow-mindedness and my tradition
用你的真理使我自由
Help me to be free through your will.
赐给我勇气遵行我所知道的你的旨意。
And grant me the courage to do the things that you want me to do.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我特别要感谢这一次呢，买赞助票帮助这一次呢，这个、演唱会可以顺利进行的人。
I want to thank especially those who bought the sponsorship tickets to in sponsorship of the musical concert.
虽然到今天我不知道到底费用到底是不是够。
Until today, I still have not known whether we have enough.
因为所有的账没有借出来。
We haven't finished our accounting
process. 但是当我知道这个需要印尼币十亿的时候
，But when I realize this need a billion Indonesian rupiah.
我们92个人加起来所有的钱不到2亿。
All our money hasn't reached 200 million.
我说出去。
But I say go.
他们塔木斯八亿哪里来的
？They ask me where is the 800 million from.
我负责的。
I say I will take care of it.
天下没有这样勇敢的传道人。
There are no other preachers or so
forth. 我自己的孩子每年在美国读的书，没有向教会拿过一块钱。
My children, when they study in America, I never ask a cent from the church.
他们需要的钱很多。
They need lots of money.
把这个八亿的钱呢
？But this 800 million
就可以给我的孩子一年读书，三个孩子需要的钱。
I could sustain three of them in USA.
但我所有的薪水没有办法又应付这么多。
But all my salary together will not pay for it.
现在自己的孩子不顾教会的钱不拿。就说要带这些人出去，这八亿哪里来的
？Where is the money coming from? I don't even take care of my own children.
我不知道
，I don't know.
我清楚这是神要我出去。
But I am clear that this is the will of God.
所以台湾的人说
，So the Taiwanese
我们想到东南亚去都不敢，你敢来
？You say we dare not even go to Southeast Asia, and then yet you come.
你们那里的旅馆的费用比我们更节省。
Your hotel fees will be lower than us.
台湾的旅馆是这一次最小、最不好住，但是最贵的。
The Taiwanese hotels are the smallest and the most expensive.
整个行程这么累。
In the entire journey, we're so tired. the expenses were so huge.
你怎么敢？
How dare you do all these things?
我说我也不知道我怎么敢。
I say I don't know how.
我一生有一个原则，清楚神的引导，应当做的，我就勇敢去做。
In my life, I maintain a principle. When I'm clear about the will of God, I will go boldly.
最后不够怎么样呢
？In the end, when it's insufficient,
卖掉我的车，卖掉我的房子，好不好
？I say maybe I'll sell my house and my car.
但是神的工作就做成功。
But the work of God must be done.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这是演唱会。
This concert,
除了新加坡以外
other than Singapore,
马来西亚、香港、台湾都 standing ovation, 只有你们没有。
In Malaysia, Hong Kong and Taiwan, we receive standing ovation.
不但如此
Not only that,
香港我特别请差不多十个音乐博士来听。
I invited 10 professors of music.
起初他们来有一点应付唐崇荣邀请人情来了。
At first they come because I invited them.
但到结束的时候
But in the end,
Hong Kong Oratorio Society 的主席跑到台上去。
The Hong Kong Oratorio Society's chairman came forward.
他说 Now I know, you Jakarta Oratorio Society sing better than our Hong Kong Society.
他说现在我知道你们印尼唱的比我们香港
Come again and again.
请你再来。
我心里说很难很难。
I say very difficult.
每一次我要负责八亿死了我都没有办法。
Every day I'm
We combine and make a big concert.
他说我们在联合成一个大的音乐会。
May the will of God be done.
我说愿上帝的旨意成全。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Dear brothers and sisters.
到台湾去的时候
When we went to Taiwan.
超样的情形
Same situation.
挤到一个位置里面加了很多的椅子。
Many people came and there was a standing room, and they all gave us standing ovation.
那边的奉献听说相当多。
The offering was a lot that day.
后来寄来的信呢，我看不是太多。
But then later they informed me it's not
so much. 好像有很大的出入。
Seems to have a big difference.
我现在还不知道够不够。
I still do not know whether we have sufficient.
但是我只能说，主啊，你要我做的，我做；我做的困难，请你为我预备。
I can only tell the Lord, you have asked me to do this, I've done this, you take care of the difficulty.
这47年46年
For the past 46 years,
神的工作就这样勇敢做到今天。
This is how the ministry has been done in boldness.
今天我要把一个很好的消息告诉你好不好
I want to tell you a good news.
这三年跑到各地方讲西本书
For the past 3 years going around this region,
讲罗马书
on Hebrews and Romans.
遇见很多人我的教会的这事我的太太我最亲近的人都很怕我的健康垮下去。
Many of the people who are close to me, my wife, my deacons, are afraid my health will deteriorate.
最后这三个月，一直咳嗽。
Especially for the past 3 months, I kept coughing.
真的很奇怪。
But strangely,
两个礼拜以前
，2 weeks ago,
我最后一次的查询
，I went for a checkup.
突然间，除了 gamma GT 很高以外，所有的降到正常人的范围里面。
Other than gamma GT, everything has been normal.
原来多讲到病会好。
So the more you preach, you can be healed.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
多睡觉病也没有更好。
I will not be healed by sleeping more.
所以我决定一定要把西拜的书讲完。
And so I determined to finish.
一定要把罗马书讲完。
And Romans.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢上帝。
Praise be to God.
勇敢做。
Do it boldly.
你以为每天在家里？睡觉就身体更健康，你一直没有脱离家里的细菌的范围。
You think by staying at home you'll be healthier? Actually, you're trapped in the bacteria environment.
我不是意思出去把细菌分给你们大家分享，不是这个意思。
I'm not saying that we should spread the bacteria everywhere.
那我们继续不断领受神的恩典。
But we want to continue to receive His grace.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们新年有新的志向。
Let us have a new determination.
新的勇气。
A new boldness.
不但如此。
Not only that.
我们还有新的。生活行为的样式。
We want to have a new life.
今天我们立志好不好
？Let us make a determination.
改变我
，I say will not
change. 使我老我的形象也减少。
That I will be less of the old one.
基督的形象也增加。
And the image of Christ increase in my life.
让我从我的身上看见你。
That other people will see you through me.
看见你的形象。
They will see your image.
看见你自己。
They will see you through me.
这个我把你的荣耀彰显出来。
That your glory will be manifested.
保罗对罗马人书里面听的这个收信人讲什么话
？The apostle Paul says to those who received the book of Romans.
岂不知我们受洗是归入基督的死吗
？Do you not know that we are baptized into His death?
归入基督的死。
We are baptized into His death.
使我们现在活着的不是我们自己，是基督在我们身上彰显出来。
So we no longer live, but Christ that lives in us.
我们一举一动有新生的样式。
And so everything we do manifests this new life.
不但有新的地位。
Not only a new status,
不但有新的意念
，a new mind,
不但有新的意向
，a new vision,
不但有新的心智
，a new determination,
不但有新的勇敢
，a new boldness,
我们有新的样式
，we want to have a new
新生的样式
，a new image,
新生命的新生活
，a image of a new life.
人从我们身上
than others from us.
看见的是主。
We'll see Christ.
不是我们自己。
Not ourselves.
如果你我们今天做演员。
If we are actors today.
演来演去，人家看见演员没有看见故事的真正的主角的话。
If people just see the actors and not the role that is being played.
我们是失败的。
We will have fear.
我有个学生，他说我看《宋商杰传》，看来看去看不到宋商杰，看到这个作者。自己的故事。
He said, "When I read the autobiography of Dr. John Sung, it seems like I read about a writer all the time."
我不讲那个小小那本书是谁写，我不告诉你。
I won't tell you who wrote this book.
但是他说呢，这个人是不是透过他认识过宋尚杰，大大高举自己所讲的自己超过宋尚杰更多。
He asked whether this writer is talking about himself through introduction of John Sung.
今天我们的师父也是如此。
This is the way we serve.
人如果从我们身上看见我，不是看见主，我们的侍奉是失败。
If to us, everybody only notice ourselves and not the Lord, we have failed.
人从我们的侍奉认识基督而忘记我们，我们的侍奉是成功的。
If to our ministry, people know Christ and forget us, then we have succeeded.
你们听过中国一句成语吗？
Have you heard a Chinese proverb?
真刀杀死假勤快。真的刀杀死假的勤快。
Oh, a real knife will kill a fake 秦桧。
秦桧是宋朝的一个奸臣。
Oh, 秦桧 is a evil official.
他是皇帝面前毁谤岳飞。
He was a person that maligned 岳飞。
所以呢，把岳飞从战场中间把他调回来。
And so 岳飞 was called back from the battlefield.
莫须有的罪名把他致死。
And was given a wrong sentence.
岳飞怎么死的呢？
How did 岳飞 die?
他们先把全身用罪名的胶把他涂了。
They firstApply glue upon him.
Super glue.
Super glue.
然后就把大的绳子绑在他的身上。
And then they wound him up with ropes.
过几天，这个胶已经干到不能再干的时候。
A few days later, after the glue had dried.
粗的绳子跟全身的皮肤已经连成一体了。
When the skin had been glued to the rope.
然后把这个绳子这样拉出来。
And they just unwind the.
全身的皮就这样脱掉而死。
And then his skin would be torn off.
更残忍的这种刑罚。
It's a very cruel execution for him.
岳飞是一个好的将军。
岳飞 was a good general.
为什么受死这么痛苦呢？
But he died a terrifying death.
所以中国人恨死秦桧。
And so the Chinese hate 秦桧。
有一次上演岳飞秦桧的故事的时候。
Once there was an opera show about these two persons.
观众看到岳飞死得这么苦。
When the audience saw how 岳飞 died,
秦桧出来的时候
，When 秦桧 came out,
下面的人就把真的刀丢弃，要把这个秦桧杀死。
The people threw a real knife and killed this fake 秦桧。
真刀杀死假秦桧。
This is what it means by a real knife killing a fake 秦桧。
那个演秦桧的演得太成功了。
The actor was so successful.
因为人家不知道，如果我说不要，我是演员呐、啊。
If I were him, I would say I'm just an actor.
他不是秦桧啊。
I'm not a real person.
你为什么要杀我呢
？Why did you kill me?
你大概会这么恨吧
？You probably call out like.
免得燕王死了一条命，对不对
？So that you will not die.
但他演得太成功了。
But he was too successful.
记得我们应当如此。
We ought to be like this.
人从我们身上看见基督，不是看见我们自己。
Through us, people should see Christ and not ourselves.
你到杭州岳飞的这个墓陵的时候
，If you go to the grave of 岳飞
，岳飞庙的前面
，In front of his temple,
有一个。这个秦桧跪在岳飞面前的那个这个石头的这个像。
There will be a sculpture of 秦桧 kneeling
before his grave. 还有一个锤子预备给你砸他。
And then a hammer for you to hammer him.
到岳飞庙的人都要打他一拳。
Everybody who visit the temple will whack the sculpture.
一直烂了，补上去再打掉。
So the nose may drop off, they will replace it, and somebody will hit it again.
世界历史上最多壁纸的就是秦桧。
So 秦桧 has the most nose in history.
恨死他了。
Everybody hated him.
民族的仇敌。
He is the enemy of the people.
是历史的罪人。
The sinner of the history.
是人见人恨打的一个过街老鼠。
A person that everybody wants to hit.
不但如此。
Not only that.
我们还把他煎的变成油炸鬼才干净。
Some of us want to make him into this.
油炸鬼就是用热油来煎炸这个秦桧，叫做油炸鬼。
And the bread dough is actually signifying burning him.
求主帮助我们，
May the Lord help us
给我们的心神的样式。
That we have a renewed spirit.
我们不是演秦桧啊，
we are not acting like
我们演上帝的儿子。
We act as children of God.
耶稣基督的形象，
the image of Christ.
他的圣洁，
his
holiness, 他的公义，
his righteousness,
他的良善，
his goodness,
他的正直，
his righteousness,
他的慈爱，
his compassion,
他的怜悯，
his mercy,
透过我们表现出来。
Through us it should be shown.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们有新的样式。
Now let's have a new image.
最后一样，
the last one.
我们要一个新的努力。
We want to have a new
对主的主啊，我要有真正的行动。
We want to have a new effort.
我要真正刻苦
He said, "Oh Lord, I really want to try."
真正殷勤。
Really work hard.
真正付代价。
Really pay the price.
新的代价。
A new price.
新的十字架。
A new cross.
新的责任。
A new responsibility. I will take it up.
有一次我在一个礼拜里面有七个大的聚会。
Once I had seven big gathering in a week.
不同的聚会。
A different
gathering. 所以我在教会里组织了七个委员会。
I organized seven committees.
每个委员会他们就处理一件特别的重要的事情。
Every committee take care of an important
part. 那么这个事情过了以后
，After this has passed,
有一个人对我说
，A person said to me,
谭牧师啊，跟你侍奉很辛苦。
Reverend Tong, it's difficult to serve with you.
你跑得那么快，我真的赶不及。
You run so fast, it's difficult for us to keep up.
我们跑得很辛苦。
We are all very tired.
我就问他说呢，快的跟慢的跑。前面跑快的更辛苦，后面慢的更辛苦。
I ask him who is suffer more, the one who run faster or the one who.
现在我问你啊。
Let me ask you this.
现在要跑很快的路程。
Now we got to run very fast.
你跑得很快。
You got to run very fast.
后面一个拉着你时，你跑不快。
A person try to pull you back.
你感到你比他辛苦，他比你辛苦。
Who suffer more?
懒惰的一定说他辛苦。
The lazy one will say I suffer more.
勤劳的也感到他辛苦。
The hardworking one also suffer.
我拖着我不能跑，很辛苦。
Because I cannot move faster.
后面说你这让我走，我跑不动，我也很辛苦。
The one behind said, "But you are dragging me along."
所以这个结果没有答案。
There is no answer.
他再说乔布斯啊，跟你跑很辛苦。
He said again, "It is tiring to follow you."
侍奉在你后面很辛苦。
To serve behind you is very tough.
我问他说。
So I ask him.
你想我喜欢快吗
？Do you think I like to go fast?
为什么你这么快呢
？He said, "Why do you want to move so fast?"
我是圣灵在我前面跑，把我拉得半死。
I said, "The Holy Spirit moved in front of me and dragged me along."
后来我就拉你。
And so I drag you along.
我拉你的时候，你感到苦；我跟圣灵比，你跟我更苦。
But I suffer a lot more trying to follow up the Holy Spirit.
不同的地方在哪
？What is the difference?
你很少从我口中听见我很苦。
The difference is you seldom hear me complain.
我没有这么讲。
I never complain.
我只能是感谢主。
I only say thanks.
他要我快，我更快。
You want me to move faster or move faster?
只是我做了，我马上去做。
If you ask me to do something, I will execute.
新的努力。
A new strength.
新的引擎。
A new heart.
新的精神。
A new spirit.
新的代价。
A new price.
新的牺牲。
A new sacrifice.
需要新的力量。
We need new strength.
你愿意不愿意
？Are you willing?
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
2003年。
The year 2003,
1月5号
5th of January,
第一个礼拜天
the first Sunday,
我们思想新年新地位新意向新观念新心智新勇敢新样式新努力
We think about the new status, the new mind, the new vision, the new image, the new bonus and the new strive
你愿意不愿意
Are you willing?
现在站起来
Stand up now.
现在对主说
Say to the Lord,
主啊给我新的力量
Oh Lord give me a new strength
给我新的看见
A new sight
有新的志向
A new vision
有新的勇敢
A new boldness
给我新的观念
A new concept
给我新的路向
A new direction
跟随你走
And follow you
我们大家一同开声祷告
Let us pray together
每一位开声祷告
Every one of us
主啊我们感谢
Father we give you thanks that your great servant is here